The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
So this is going to go down memory lane for anybody, I think, in Washington. It may be in other states, but 70s, 80s, there was a restaurant called Farrell's, and parents would take their kids there for the giant birthday parties, and they would serve a community bowl of ice cream. And basically that thing was a petri dish of cold, flu, later years, probably some cold sores, maybe even some herpes. Nowadays that restaurant wouldn't even be able to exist. It was just, in retrospect, absolutely disgusting.
Was this for like kids' birthday parties and just special occasions?
Yeah, it was kind of the original Flair restaurant. It had all the tchotchkes on the wall and stuff like that. And the serving staff would dress up as the old, like bar keeps with the striped shirts and the black pants and stuff like that. It was all fanfare, you know. Red Robin kind of is a very, very, very tame version of it, you know, when they'd sing happy birthday, but this was just absolutely huge. And it was, the bowl was like larger than the top of the Stanley Cup. That kind of gives you an idea of what it was. It had a pedestal, a neck.
They bring it out in like a hubcap?
No, it was more like the top of the Stanley Cup, literally. It was pretty ornate, had a pedestal to it, a little bit of a neck, and this giant bowl. And my parents pulled out a picture a couple years ago of me and a bunch of buddies all around this thing with our spoons that we know we didn't clean every time we took a bite, and just shoved it right back in that bowl and ate it. And it was just,
But you can't double dip, right? That's the amazing. If you eat a chip.
You doubled, quadrupled, quintupled, octupled, dipped your spoon in that ice cream. Because it was probably, I would say, depending on the size, it was probably proportionate to how many people were in the party. So I would say 20, 30 scoops of ice cream.
Good God.
Well, we had one that was like 12. And so, but it was out of our price range. It was still expensive. But they put bananas in there. They would put whatever toppings you wanted on top of it. But it was like four people or five people would sit there. And it wasn't really a challenge. It was just like, here's a giant sundae for four people.
Yeah. And you just ate it.
It was like a giant banana split, I guess you could say. Whipped cream, fudge, chocolate syrup, all that stuff. It was just, gross.
All right, let me ask you this, Matt, because I am a fan of the hot fudge sundae, and there was a point in my life where probably once every 2 weeks my dad would take me to Friendly's, not because he loved me, but he, too, loved hot fudge sundaes. When is the last time you've actually had a hot fudge sundae?
So I'm in my 50s now. I probably at least once a month. I go to Baskin-Robbins. It's the same three scoops. Whipped cream, nuts, and hot fudge.
Really? Damn.
Yep. Okay.
All right. I'm in my 50s, too. I was probably in my 20s the last time I had a hot fudge sundae.
Not proud, but I once ate. Are you Steve Blank? 206-803-ROCK.
Man, that's a good question.
I love them.
That's what I'm saying. It's so good. They are tremendous, and I don't think it's
I had one last week.
Really?
It wasn't hot fudge. It was hot Hershey chocolate syrup.
Whichever. Sure.
Close enough for me.
Where'd you get this?
Did you do it at home?
No. I went to 7-Eleven, and they had vanilla ice cream, and they had Ready Whip, and they had that chocolate crab.
So you're just like, all right.
All right. I'm going to, like, sometimes I go in there and get a root beer and some vanilla ice cream to make a root beer float. But I was on a sundae cake that night. I knew I had some caramelized sugary.
Like pecans or something?
Oh. Something that was just, you know, walnuts or whatever the deal was. I'm like, I am making a sundae.
I need a hot fudge sundae. We're taking my daughter out tonight for dinner. You know, that's her birthday. I do not believe that this place will have a hot fudge sundae, but I'm going to push this narrative on to everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, they still sell them at McDonald's, right?
Do they?
And they're not bad.
They have to.
They're not bad.
They have, right?
No, they're not bad at all.
Damn, because kids always want to go to McDonald's. I never do, but the next time they go, I'm like, get me a hot fudge sundae.
Not proud, but I once ate, or you Steve Blank, 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of interesting texts, each from the same person. So it says, when I was younger, my family went to the beach, and I ate a crab leg that was between a couple of logs.
Jesus.
And then their next text, my uncle bet my cousin $5 to take a bite out of a beached jellyfish. He did it. Then out of pure curiosity, my uncle took a chomp as well. I think I would take the crab leg over the jellyfish.
Your mouth might swell shut.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Live or dead, I don't know if that stuff is still poisonous. I'm assuming it is.
Well, I don't think they had the tentacles, right? So you just,
right, just eat
how
the
do
cap.
You know? It's a blob.
You just eat the gooey part
eat
of the
cap.
Top.
Yeah.
Eat the cap. Not proud, but I once ate. Are you Steve Blank? 206-803-ROCK.
Come on, Miles, you idiot.
I don't know what
you don't
part
know
of that,
to eat. I don't know jellyfish.
I don't know what part of that touches you to, you know, get the sting on. But I'm assuming most of the jellyfish is
just the tentacles. Oh, no, it's the tentacles.
Yeah. All right,
you got little stingers on there. I can't wrap my head around what that tastes like. I can't even wrap my head around what the consistency would be.
I can tell you the consistency. When I was working in restaurants, when we started doing calamari, right? Calamari shows up. Chef says, "Look, all you got to do is clean out the tubes. No big deal.
Sure.
There's a little spine in there, which looks like a clear piece of plastic, which is odd. But something fell in my hand. And I'm looking. It looks like somebody did a snot rocket in my palm, right? So I'm not cool. I walk up to my chef with my hand out. And I'm like, what the F is this? He said, well, where did it come from? I said, inside of the goddamn squid I'm cleaning out. It's like, oh, it's a jellyfish. So it didn't bug me after I knew what it was. But the consistency is like a real thick booger. Picture like a loogie.
Oh.
Seriously. I mean, that's what they are, man. And this thing, and when you get the
sounds like you're holding like a handful of jelly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a jellyfish.
It is a jellyfish, but it feels more like snot than jelly, right? I've never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I thought, man, it tastes like boogers.
Can we replace oysters with it?
It's
you know, we do oyster shooters. Thick. Like, why not just have a little jellyfish in there?
You know what? You could.
A little zap in
it's
there.
It's not quite as thick. As an oyster, but it's not awesome.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.